A couple weeks ago, I did a video documenting how the mother of a school shooter was indicted on 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter, mainly because her and her husband left their firearm unsecured, allowing their child to gain access to it. And he did some horrific things, and the father is actually about to have his trial start as well. In that video, I said that this could be a dangerous precedent where parents are held responsible for horrific things that their child or children did or did. Now, Georgia has resubmitted a bill that would look to do just that, hold parents accountable for children's access to firearms and potentially go to jail because of it. Before I jump into it, I want to say today at 9:50 a.m., I will be covering live the bump stock case at the Supreme Court. They are hearing the case, the Cargill v. Garland case, and I'll have it live for us. And I also want to thank the sponsor of the video, and that's Lear Capital. And I want to tell you all about this new report I recently read from Lear Capital called $3,200 Gold. And it's extremely interesting. It explains the correlation between our rising debt and the rising cost of gold. And it's no secret that our government is addicted to printing money, right? It's not going to stop. Nobody's going to be able to stop it at any point soon. And if you believe that, like I do, I truly do, then I encourage you to call now and get the free report to understand how things like rising debt mean rising gold. It's great information from our friends at Lear Capital. There's no push. There's no obligation to purchase at all. It's just free education that they provide to my viewers. And with all the volatility out there, I know you may have been considering gold. It's a good time to look into it. Many of you have made purchases. I have myself, and I'm very glad that I did. Call 1-800-260-5075. Again, that's 1-800-260-5075. Or head over to LearGG.com. Thank you, Lear Capital. Guys and gals, let's look at this bill here in Georgia. It's House Bill 161, and it's being called the Pediatric Health Safe Storage Act. Let's get down to the brass tacks of it. Except where possession of a firearm by a child is lawful, a person commits the offense of making a firearm accessible to a child if such child gains access to a readily dischargeable firearm and the person with criminal negligence, 1, failed to secure the firearm, 2, left the firearm in a place to which the person knew or should have known the child could gain access. C, it shall be an affirmative defense to prosecution under this code section that the child's access to the firearm, 1, was supervised by a person older than 18 years of age and was for hunting, sporting, or other lawful purposes, 2, consisted of lawful defense by the child of people or property, self-defense, or 3, was gained by entering property in violation of the law. And a violation of this chapter, if it were to be signed into law, shall be a misdemeanor of high and aggravated nature punishable by a fine, not to exceed $5,000, and also jail time. Guys, I'm going to be honest with you, and dealing with this channel over the years and going back and forth and reading comments have caused me to change my view on some points. For instance, I have changed where at one point I thought convicted felons should never get their Second Amendment rights back. I have changed, and a lot of that is because of the research I've done on this channel, as well as the comments of you watching this channel, and I thank you for that. And here's another one that I'm going to pose to you. This is one of those things, I'm honestly still undecided. Now, while I believe that parents are ultimately responsible for teaching their children how to be responsible gun owners, I really, really believe that. I believe that holding parents accountable for acts that they cannot control is a gray area. It's a dangerous precedent to set by law. Maybe on a case-by-case basis, yes, but to just have a blanket coverage, a wide swath painted is a dangerous precedent. Where I have trouble is the case similar to this. Let's say that the parents have taught their child to be a responsible gun owner, and for this bill, Georgia says a child is somebody who's under 18, or 18 and under. Okay, so someone who's an adult in the world at 18 can still do this, and their parents could be in trouble, right? So let's say the parents secure the gun in the safe. Well, what would happen if that child at some point years down the road gains access to the safe and does something horrific, right? So say someone who's 17, who their parents have done everything right all these years, and maybe the kid watched them over their shoulder one day as they open the safe and learn the code, and then he goes and does something horrific. Should those parents go to prison for a criminal act perpetrated by their child? Think about that long and hard. As a parent, my kids know not to touch my guns. I do give them opportunities to ask any questions, and I show them how to safely handle those firearms, and then once a year, I let them actually touch the guns. I show them that they're unloaded. Here's a shotgun, here's a rifle, here's a pistol, here's a revolver. What do you have any questions? Which one do you like? Was one cooler than the other to you? Do you think maybe you want to learn how to use these or carry these one day when you're older, right? I also realize that some parents have great difficulty being parents, and they would rather be their child's best friend. And that causes huge problems. I mean, our country is in a spot because of that. But I want to hear from you all on this subject. Should states pass laws holding parents responsible if their child does something horrific with a firearm? Like I said, keep in mind, most states consider people 18 or under children. But there are states like Massachusetts that are looking to change that law where everybody who is under 21 would be a juvenile. An 18, 19, or 20-year-old, if they were to do this under this scenario, then the parents would go to jail? That's why I think it's a dangerous precedent. Now, you all digest it and let me know, and I can't wait to read these comments. As a reminder, I will be covering live today at 9:50 a.m. the Supreme Court hearing the Cargill v. Garland case, the bump stock case out of the Fifth Circuit. And this is a big one, y'all, so tune in. Till we see each other again, be safe, stay vigilant, carry a gun, and subscribe to this channel if you want to stay in the know. You are your own first responder. I love y'all. Peace.